ches. So the Gun here says that there's three mahalchim and how, in general, in the world, in items, there's three types of things, of good things. There's something called toiv, arev, and moil. It's Rashi gave us ta'am. Ta'am. So there's three categories. This is for all the Yiddish philosophers, like the Sefer Akedah, they all discuss this idea, toiv, arev, and moil. So arev is something sweet. But the thing which is sweet is not really good. It's just sweet. It makes you think it's good for about a minute until it hits your stomach, and then either you don't feel good, your stomach hurts, or even if your stomach doesn't hurt, your sugar levels and cholesterol does, or whatever it is, right? So there's toiv, there's arev. Then there's moil. Moil is the opposite of arev, is that it's a good, it's something which is productive. There's a tachlis to it. It's moil. It's productive. But it's not really enjoyable right now. And so right now you're suffering, but it's a good investment. And then there's toiv. Toiv is just good all around. There's nothing bad about it. In the matzav it's good, the result is good, the hive is good, and everything about it is good. So when he says, when you're looking for a parnasa, don't look for the arev, because it's going to be sweet. It's not going to end good. Easy, you know, like as they say, if it's too good to believe, it's too good. It seems too good to be true. It probably is. So arev is not good. Moil is practical, but you know you're suffering in the meanwhile. Toiv should be something you enjoy. It's good for you. You like to do it, and in the end, it's good. So he says in Ruchnis, it's the same thing. He says there could be three types of learning. One type of learning is arev. It's sweet, meaning you're doing it to get covered. You're doing it for the immediate, for the moment. So it's not going to last, that learning. It's not good. In the long run, that learning is not going to last. If you're full of shalei lishma and you're full of ulterior motives, it's not good. So arev is not good. Now, moil is good. What's moil? Moil is, I want to learn shas. I want to learn shas. I want to know shas. Moil, I'm going to learn shas. I'm going to know it. The problem is that during 7 years, you're depressed because you don't know it yet. So you don't value the process. You're only valuing the moil, the result that I'm getting out of it. So I've got out of it that I know I'm going to learn shas. Okay, very nice. But are you... in the process, are you gaining from the process? See, so what's the proper way to learn? The toiv way. So he explains, what's the toiv? Hachacham nene be'es limudai. If you're a chacham, you'll enjoy every minute of learning. B'mashem mekayim mitzvos b'ayrei. What could be better? Engaged in a process to know more about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to do the Ratzon Hashem by learning his Torah. And it's an unbelievable experience, just the learning itself. And I don't know anything. I don't really know the whole shas. I don't know the whole mesachta yet. But I'm in the process. So I'm happy. It's toiv for me. Now you're going to think it's just arev. No. I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. And you keep on trying to find more explanations and understanding it better. Aval aksil, einoy nene. The ksil is not going to have another. The fool is only going to get an end. Actually, asayim asefer. So you're learning for moil purposes. You're learning in order to feel that you accomplished by getting this safer under your belt. So he says, you know what's going to happen? You're not enjoying the process. So if you're not enjoying the process, you're just going to rush through to get to the sim. And guess what? You're not going to know it at the end either. So you're going to end up losing out. So he says, that's called, you're doing the moil. So it's not arev, you're not just doing it for the sweetness, for the, you know, you're not just doing it for the temporary benefit, but it's not really the best way to do it because you're only focused on the goal. Now, this is coming from the Vilna Goyen, who he's been saying the whole time, you have to know Kol Tarkula. Okay, so he's not saying, well, enjoy the process and just, you know, just engage in the physical and intellectual exercise of you know, Gemara. No, no. He's, of course you have to know it. But you have to realize that the process itself is valuable. Rabbi Luban said over one time, said that there was a Yid. He's one of the Gedolei Adar at his time. He actually was one of the, he didn't say it was, but it was somebody who was a Bar Plukta with the Chazon Ish. He was one of the only people that argued straight up on the Chazon Ish. The letters back and forth with the Chazon Ish, no, you're wrong about this, no, you're wrong about that. Chazon Ish would write him back. Like, do we have, he printed a sefer with all of his letters in Erevin against the Chazon Ish, back and forth with the Chazon Ish. This is from the Gedolei Adar. This is not, at the end of his life, he lost it and he couldn't remember his learning. Not only didn't remember his learning, he didn't remember his learning 5 minutes after he stopped. He had no memory left. But when he, at the time, he was 100% fluid. So Rabbi Luban said that he learned with him. So he learned with him. And they were in the sugya. The second he got up, he forgot everything. So he was saying how the person was so besimcha with the opportunity to learn. I mean, the process. That itself, now obviously, there's a mitzvah of yedias haTorah, but to appreciate the process, going to saying is very valuable. And adrab, if a person does not appreciate the process, they're not going to end up having the result either. But a person goes and they're enjoying it and they realize the importance and they're one daf at a time and they're going further and they're appreciating. They're not just looking, oh, I got to make my siyum. You know, I need another, I'm waiting for my ribeye, you know. They're actually going through the process. So that will help out in the end. Okay. Fine. He continues. Again, this whole parak here is about derech halimud. It's about different things in learning. So that's another one. Next. Mishoimer pshatim drusha mefayarim. She'inam la'amita shal Torah b'kedei lehispoir. He gets up and uses the Torah to be the entertainment for his drasha. But it has no shaychis to the actual pshat on the pasuk. And he wants to make him look fancy, you know, so he starts using the pshatim and he says this and he starts looking like he knows what he's talking about. In reality, he has no clue what he's talking about. He's not saying emstik of pshatim. He's just using it as a platform through which to get attention. Unshoy gadol me'oid. You're not allowed to do that. It's very, very severe punishment. Okay. So the goyim, going back to the thing before, he actually learns that up into a pasuk. So there's a pasuk that says, "Al tiga leha asher, do not be miyageya, do not put forth amal effort to become rich. Mi binascha chadal, from your bina, you know, hold out. Hasoif einecha boy, if you blink your eye, veinenu, it's not there." So what is this referring to? So he says it's referring to this person learning for the purpose of knowing the Masechta, but not really for the process of learning. So he says, "Altiga lihasha, don't be tereach, don't be amel, just lahasha, just to become rich in Torah, just to have the Masechta under your belt. Mi binascha chadal, because all you're trying to do is get more bina, to pretend like you know it, right? So that you could be over the chadal, so that you have it in your bina, that you're done with the process. Why? Because hasef enecha boy benenek. Because then, when you blink your eye, it'll be gone. You're not going to remember anything. So it's a very interesting, what's it called? It's a very interesting dichotomy. On the one hand, we have to have she'ifas to know the Torah, but on the other hand, if the whole thing's about that, you're not going to end up being able to be learning properly. So it's a little bit of both. Okay. Now, by the way, this pasuk, It says, Haseif einecha boi veinen. If you blink your eye, it's not there anymore. So sometime, one time someone asked Rabbi Yashin, he says, how is it possible that you remember everything you've ever learned, basically? How is it possible? How do you remember everything? So Rabbi Yashin says, so let me ask you, when you're learning first Seder, you sit down for a Seder, you learn. So you learn the Rashi, you learn the Tosfos, you learn a few lines of Gemara. After 2 hours, do you forget what you learned in the beginning of the 2 hours? She said, no. I said, why? It's because it's all one Seder. But once I stop and come back tomorrow, I don't know. So he says, okay. So that's because by me, the last 70 years has all been one Seder. So there was never a hefsek. I never really stopped. So it's like I'm still in the middle of the Seder. So the person asked him, so what's considered stopping? What do you mean you never stopped? What do you mean you never took your mind off of learning? So he says, Haseif einecha boi veinen, and he turned and walked away. If you blink your eye, it's gone. Meaning to say, what he's trying to say is that he was so engaged in learning that there wasn't a blink of an eye that he did without keeping his mind on the Torah. That's what he said. So, okay, that's what we asked. Anyway, weiter. The next piece in the Goyin is an unbelievable Yisoy. Okay, he says like that. I'm not saying it's Negel Lemaisa, but the concept of it is an incredible concept. He says like this. What's considered a good deal is something which is cheap. If it's a good price, if it's affordable, if it's cheap, then you could get a good deal out of it, right? Why would it be cheap? Because supply and demand. There's not too many people running after it. So if there's something good and not too many people running after it and it's still cheap, you should go get it. You should go get it. It's going to go up eventually. Cain ba Torah. Torah is the same way. What do you mean? Davar she'ena oilam loimdim isa. If there's an area of Torah which is not very well learned, ayin alel. You should go learn it. Ulamad, and you should teach it. B'tikne isa, and you should try to be kind of it. Why? Because eventually that Torah sees, oh, this guy is interested in me. There's a Masechta Pliny, no one learns. And this guy is learning it. So the Torah has, Reb Chaim Epstein used to say, the Torah is a metzias. The Torah exists. And the Torah is looking. So this Masechta will say, wow, this person's interested in me. And that Masechta is going to go run after the person and say, learn me more. And the person puts forth an effort, they're going to end up with a connection to that Masechta. That's what he says. Shasoifa lehisbakesh mimenu. Unbelievable Yisoy. Right? So, dafka, things which are not the most well studied. He says, you have a bezundera, a special siyata gishmaya in that area, that the Torah will follow you into that area. Fascinating concept. Now, if it's not the most well learned, it's probably because our Rebbeim have told us it's not the first thing you learn, it's not the second thing you learn. You got to learn a lot of other things before you start learning oilers and things like that. So, fakir, I don't think that we're not supposed to be the ones running after these chalakim of Torah. We should know sometimes a person picks up something that they have a special feel for something, could be this Indian, that they started learning something which not that many people learn, and then, you know, they have a special connection to it. Okay. Shkoyach. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're all right.
So whoever's coming in person, I will be here.